What's going on? Rich DeMuro here, Rich on Tech. This is Rich on Tech Live, the show where I talk about technology and answer your pressing tech questions. Phone lines will be open, so feel free to call in and ask me what's on your mind. My goal, to help you get the most out of your gadgets. And this is episode 213, which means I've done, I think, 13 shows so far. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast, just go to richontech.tv/podcast and you can subscribe to the podcast version of this show. Or all you have to do is open up your podcasting app or whatever's on your phone that you use for podcasts and search Rich on Tech. I'm using a new service for podcasting. Let's see, it's called Pippa. And so far, so good. Pippa gave me an account to use. And so there it is. It's the simplest, smartest way to share your podcast, get started for free. And what I love about Pippa is that they kind of take everything from the beginning to the end. So they give you all your show pages, your share pages. They get it onto Alexa. I'm working on making it so you'll be able to ask Alexa, hey, Alexa, give me, you know, Rich on Tech flash briefing. And that'll be kind of cool. So you can just listen to my daily podcast update through there. And it's just cool. I just really like what they're doing with Pippa.io. So thanks so much to them. Shout out to Pippa for letting me test out the service. And so far, so good. I'm loving it. I've done more with the podcast since I've been on there. And what I love is I'm able to see my statistics. So I can see how many people are downloading the show. And it's done pretty well. So I'm very excited about the analytics we're getting. Let's see if I can see them real quick. But the let's see, in the last 1,500 downloads, that's pretty good. I like that. So yeah, Pippa.io if you want to check that out for yourself. So welcome to the show. As you can see here on my desk, if you're watching on the live stream, I've got Apple's new HomePod. This is a $350 smart speaker. So this is Apple's answer to Alexa from Amazon, the Echo, also Google Home. And let's see, is there anything else out there? I think that's pretty much it for now. And also Sonos, I guess, too. But this is a beautifully designed speaker. I've had it now just about a day, so I haven't done a whole lot with it. But so far, I can tell you this, beautiful design, super premium. I mean, obviously, you're paying a lot of money for this thing, so it is going to be really nice. Just the way it all sets up and everything, very simple, very easy to use. You literally hold your iPhone next to this thing and it sets itself up through your iPhone. It's very slick. They did a really nice job. So for $350, what do you get? Well, you get a speaker that sounds really good. Then you also get all the home assistant stuff. So you can ask Siri questions. So let's try a question. Hey Siri, what's the weather like in Los Angeles?
It's currently clear and 84 degrees in Los Angeles, California. Temperatures are heading down from 84 degrees this afternoon to 60 tonight. My weather data is provided by the Weather Channel.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know. Let me know if you can hear that, because I can turn her up louder if you need to. There's actually a little touch thing up here. Oh, it's playing music. So you can see the top. When you press play, you actually get some plus and minus, so you can adjust the audio on there. And it gets really loud. I mean, this thing, I don't know if you can hear that, but this thing is so loud. So maybe we should go and dance more. So every bit of music that I've heard through this thing so far sounds really, really good. And again, you can ask it questions like, hey Siri, how many ounces in a gallon?
1 gallon is 128 fluid ounces.
Yeah, so I will tell you this. I'm going to have my full report on this on KTLA tomorrow morning, but I will tell you this, that I listened to this thing against the Google Home Max, the Amazon Echo, and the Sonos. Now, I have Sonos all over the place. I love my Sonos speakers. I thought those sounded so good until I heard this, and let me give you the ranking. So now my new ranking is HomePod, then Google Home Max. That's the big one. That also sells, I think that's $400. Then you've got Sonos, and then Amazon Echo. So here's the deal. Yeah, the Amazon Echo definitely did not sound as good next to this thing, but if you're listening to them isolated, like as in you're not listening to them all at the same time, you're really not going to know the difference. This just really blows them away when you have it next to them. And I listen to the same song skipping among the speakers, And you could definitely tell that the HomePod has done its homework because it sounds fantastic. Now, is it worth $350? That's the big question, because really the only music service you can use through this natively is Apple Music. And that costs $10 a month. Now, I get it. A lot of people pay for Spotify and Pandora and iHeart, whatever. But that's the only native app. So when you ask Siri to play a song, hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. She's listening on my phone. Hey, Siri, play Blood Pop, Justin Bieber, Friends. Okay. So for some reason, she's answering on my phone when she should be answering here. But usually she should answer on the proper device. I've noticed that's kind of a problem in general with all of these smart home devices. If you have a couple of them around, they all kind of answer or they want to answer at the same time. These engineers really have their work cut out for them to make the right thing answer. So let's try that one more time. Hey, Siri, play some Justin Bieber.
Sure. Here's a personalized station of Justin Bieber.
Okay, there you go. So there's playing music. Okay, now let me show you the back of this because so if you want to use a different music service, like let's say you want to use iHeartRadio or Pandora, you can use your phone to basically AirPlay that to the speaker. And we did that with Spotify. It sounded fantastic, but that is not an ideal setup. Number one, your phone has to be actively in use. Whereas if you use Apple Music on here, it's pulling from Wi-Fi. So it's streaming from the cloud, which means you can start music and leave the house with your phone and still be fine. Or someone can come into your house and play music without your phone being there. And on the back, there is no input. So you really don't have any other input to plug in, like a 3.5 millimeter cable to put any sort of other input into here. That's it. It's AirPlay. And that's basically it. Maybe Bluetooth. I'm not sure if you can Bluetooth something. It does not show up in my list of Bluetooth items right now, but it does AirPlay pretty easily. And the only other thing I thought was kind of weird is that this does not disconnect. So this little wire right here is permanently in there. So let's look at what you guys are saying. Let's see. So Barry says he's going to look into Google Home Max. Peter says it's awesome. Too bad it's Apple only. Ruby says, wish I can afford it. It is expensive. And let's see here. What else? Lori says, will it talk to my Apple TV and play audio while movies are playing? Theoretically, you could get it to do that because you could AirPlay your Apple TV to this device. That would be a little bit complicated, but you can do that for sure. So, So there you have it. There's the HomePod. But again, you can do a lot of cool stuff with it. I think for $350, this is a premium buy. This is for someone who loves Apple. They're in the Apple ecosystem. I assume that Apple thinks people are going to sign up for Apple Music to get this speaker, but I think it's the opposite. If you already have Apple Music, which a lot of people do, you're going to be like, all right, well, that works with Apple Music. I already use that. I already have an iPhone. I already have an iPad. I have a MacBook. Let me get their speaker. But that's a premium buy, especially if you're looking at getting one of these in a different room. Let's say you want it in two rooms. Well, guess what? Now you're looking at $700. But there could be other things going on here. Apple could come out with a smaller version, which we can see, and that might be cheaper as well. So, all right, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 310-594-3003. You can ask a question about the HomePod or any question that you want. Joe says it seems way too limited to be worth the money right now. And, it's one of those things. It's going to appeal to certain people, you know. I could see this being placed in a lot of apartments. So if you're kind of maybe a single person that has an apartment and you just want a really cool, slick looking speaker, yes, that sounds good. I can see it in like a lot of kind of restaurants, cafes, like an art gallery type place, anywhere that there's a priority for design and sound. That's where this speaker is going to fit in really good. So Barry says Android all the way, but Rich is great. KTLA channel 5 with the hashtag. I love that. And Lori says great for Valentine's gift for my sweetheart. Oh, well, if your sweetheart loves Apple, you should definitely get them one of these things. I think they would like it. All right. Phone line is open. I know there's a slight delay, but 310-594-3003. While you wait for that call, let me talk about something that I thought was pretty interesting. Samsung and Roku smart TVs vulnerable to hacking, according to Consumer Reports. So Consumer Reports did a big study, and they found that millions of smart TVs can be controlled by hackers exploiting easy-to-find security flaws. Well, no duh. They're smart TVs. What do you think is going to happen? So they found that the problems affect Samsung televisions primarily, along with models made by TCL and other brands that use the Roku TV smart TV platform, as well as streaming devices like the Roku Ultra. So here's what they found that a hacker could do. Change channels, play offensive content, crank up the volume, and all this could be done over the web. So what did they figure out? Well, they basically figured out some sort of open port that's available to someone that's pretty, you know, probably tech savvy, but not you and I necessarily, but someone that knows a little bit about coding and backdoors and all this stuff. And they figured out a way to kind of change some things on your TV. So is this a huge deal? I mean, obviously we don't want this stuff to happen. We don't want our TVs to be hacked. We don't want people to be able to see what we're doing. But the reality is the stuff they're talking about, change channels, play offensive content, crank up the volume. Yes, that would definitely be scary if you're sitting in your house and someone starts playing a movie on your TV that you did not ask for or changes the volume. And these are the kind of things. Now, I'll be honest. When I was a kid, here's the thing. I did the same thing. I just pointed a remote out my window at my neighbor's house and did the same thing. Or I sat in the back of the living room while my parents were watching TV and I'd sit under the couch and I would do the same thing with the remote and freak them out. So it's not something that hasn't happened before. It's just a new way of doing it, and hackers are finding those exploits. So now, if there's cameras on the TV, that would definitely be a problem. But this goes to show a larger problem in general, and that is the smart home. We are putting so many devices in our homes that listen and watch, and we don't want people to have access to those. So again, that's why reports like this come out, because we want these companies to be on their toes. We want people to be looking for these exploits so that we can find them and we can close those holes. That's what we want to happen. 213, you're on with Rich. 213, you're on with Rich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who
sorry,
are you speaking with?
I couldn't hear you. The question I wanted to ask is if Sonos could be played in, I mean, not Sonos, the HomePod could be played in stereo.
Good question. So yes, HomePod can be, now, do you mean with one HomePod or two?
Two.
Okay, yes. So they are coming out with a feature later this year, and I already saw it in preview. So they had two HomePods set up, and they were playing in stereo. They do link up with each other. And it sounded fantastic, but that feature is coming later this year. They didn't say when it's coming, but it is a promised feature on the HomePod. I saw it yesterday, so it's definitely available. They're just working out the bugs, I assume. So yes, you can hook up two HomePods and make them stereo. And again, one thing I did not mention about the HomePod is that part of the magic of this thing is how it sounds in the room and it adjusts to the room that it's in. So no matter where you place it in that room, it does do 360 sound and it kind of figures out, is it right in front of a wall? Is it in the center of the room? And it adjusts accordingly. So Apple has definitely worked some magic into this. Now Sonos has had something like that for many years, but it required you kind of holding up your phone to tune the speaker so it can hear around the room. And I tried to do that with mine and it never worked. So I didn't really give it much thought, but yeah. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, sure does. Thank you very much.
Right.
And shout out to everybody at KTLA.
All
love
right.
Your news.
Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Rose says, are you able to receive incoming calls and talk through the speaker? Great question, Rose. So we tried this. I called my wife through here. So here's how it works. You cannot just say to Siri, can you call this phone number? That is not enabled just yet. But what you can do is you can make a phone call through the phone and then transfer it to your speaker. So when you make a call, you know how you have that little sign here that says like Bluetooth or car or whatever, you just press that once and then you'll see your HomePod listed. You press that and your call will immediately transfer. And by the way, the call sounded fantastic. I can't get over how good the sound is on this thing. So I understand it's a super premium expensive product, but the reality is if you purchase this product for $350, you're not going to be disappointed. You're not going to get it home and say, ah, I could have gotten an Echo for $80. No. This is not the same sound quality as an Echo. Echo sounds like a tin can compared to this device. And I'm not saying the Echo is bad. It's just totally different. This is a premium speaker product that Apple has put a lot of work into. And the Echo sounds great until you get it next to this. And then, of course, it's a little bit different. All right, phone line is open, 310-594-3003. Jose says, how did you really like the Vava dash cam? So here's the deal. And then we've got another, Hiram says, I wanted to buy the dash cam, but I can't find the link for the code to get the discount. So let me tell you about the Vava dash cam. Let's see here. Vava. Let me just bring it up. So Vava dash cam is basically one of the best dash cams I've ever tested. And here's what I love about it. It is a $130 dash cam that, hold on, let me get you, there it is. Oh, whoops, I brought it up on the wrong page. Hang on, let me bring it up on the right page here. So Vava is a $130 dash cam, and it's got a really unique design, number one. And let me just tell you, this was the top rated story I have ever done in the history of KTLA. More of you went to the website yesterday to check out this dash cam and to check out this deal than anything else. I cannot believe how, I knew it was gonna be popular because this was really cool. I did not realize just how popular it would be. So this dash cam normally sells for $130. It has a swivel mount, so you can swivel it 360. It does not shoot 360 video, shoots video one way. It's got a wide angle, 155 degree lens, Sony camera, looks really nice. I've got a sample video in here. And I actually I downloaded a video at night because you were asking, hey, can you send one at night? So let's see if I can find one. Vava dash cam night sample. Let's see if mine comes up. I uploaded this morning to YouTube. So hopefully, there it is. So, oh, someone else uploaded it. But here's what it looks like. And I think it looks pretty darn good. That's not even, it hasn't even clicked into HD yet. There it is, 720. But that's a pretty bright picture. It's a pretty good looking picture. And you can definitely make out all of the details in the picture, especially you want to be able to make out license plates. So if you were to pause that and zoom in, you'd definitely be able to see those license plates as well. But there you go. That's my drive into work. So you can see that's going down Vine. And let's see, stop, Rich. Okay, I did. And then taking a left there on Sunset Boulevard. So Dahlia says, why does one need a dash cam? That's a great question. So here's the thing. You don't need a dash cam, but there's something very satisfying about having a dash cam. You have a confidence on the road that you just don't have normally, because you know if something happens in front of you or to your car, that this dash cam is going to capture it. And, you know, people cut you off, you get into an accident. It's just nice to have that video record of everything that goes on, plus the audio as well. So you get the audio of what's happening in your car, plus you get your speed and location. You can turn off the speed on, hold on, let's close this. So you can, let me get back to where I was. You can set the, so it doesn't show you the speedometer on your car if you want to do that, but it also captures the sound in your car as well, so you know what's going on. Now, here's the deal. Here's what I did not like about the dash cam, and the dash cam is good, but it does not shoot the front and the back at the same time. So I was rear-ended a couple months ago, probably, I don't know, 6 months ago at this point, and it would have been nice to have that back, you know, where I could see what that car did behind me before they ran into me. You know, it would have just captured the front, which still would have been interesting to kind of hear what transpired. You could hear me talking to the other person. But it would have been nice to see what was going on behind me. So anyway, it's just one of those things that's nice to have. So long story short, the Vava cam, if you want to look at it, here's the deal. You can go to the website, and if you go down to the bottom, I talked to the company. Normally I don't do this, but I was like, you know what? This thing sells for $130. I think it would be amazing under $100. I said, if you can get it under $100, I think we're going to sell a billion of these things because it's so good. Like, people want one of these, but they don't want to spend so much money. And next thing you know, they got it for $95.99. So if you go to Amazon, search Vava dash cam and use the code RichOnTech. You can find this all at ktla.com/tech. But that's what you do, and you can order it through there. So, wow, you guys already... Deidre says she already got hers delivered today. That's amazing. She used the code yesterday. That's awesome. Yeah, Grace says, I love the dash cam. Wish I could have used it when a woman backed into my car. There you go. So you have it there as well. It also keeps a record of all the places that you drive. So I really like that as well. Here's the other thing. So I wanted to make sure that the Vava Cam was a good deal. So I actually checked. There's this website called Camel Camel Camel, and you can check to see kind of like what the prices are on Amazon. And this was the cheapest price, or is the cheapest price, in at least 90 days since it only launched on December 6th. And the cheapest price it was before that was $119. So I really love this dash cam. I think it's really cool. It's got some other features that I haven't even talked about, which include there is a snapshot. So you can actually, there's this little button that you put on your somewhere on your dashboard, and it's like a little Bluetooth. It looks like a little circle like this. You just press that, and next thing you know, it takes a snapshot. So you can take a snapshot of you. You can swivel it around, take a picture of your friends in your car while you're stopped, of course. Or you can have it aimed at you, and you can take a voice note. So you can just do, like a whatever you want. There's so many little things you can do. If you want to be a YouTube star, you can swivel it around and do some carpool karaoke. Now, I will tell you, I don't think you should do that because I don't think anyone should be singing with their friends while they drive because that's very dangerous. So I don't know how James Corden does it, but it seems very. Every time I watch that show, I'm like, please be careful, please be careful. Now, I know in like normal shows, like if they're driving in a car, the car is being pulled by a trailer, so they're fine. But I think in Carpool Karaoke, he's actually driving while they sing, which just seems absolutely insane to me. Let's see. Peter says he's ordering it now. There you go. All right, so there's the Vava Cam. You guys love that story. So man, I was very impressed with the Vava Cam with that. Phone lines open 310-594-3003, 310-594-3003. Let's see. There's some I print all these things I want to talk to you guys about. And let's see. I thought this was interesting. So Amazon is going to start delivering from Whole Foods. So, or I guess they already started today. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can get free 2-hour delivery on orders over $35 from Whole Foods. And unfortunately, it's only in four neighborhoods, which is Austin, Cincinnati, Dallas, and Virginia Beach. So I don't know how they pick those neighborhoods, but if you live in one of those neighborhoods, you're very lucky. So why is this interesting? Because you might be thinking, well, big deal. I already have Amazon Fresh. They've been delivering groceries forever. Well, this is included in Amazon Prime. Amazon Fresh is not included. That's an extra $15 a month. This is free 2-hour delivery of groceries over $35 if you put in an order with your Prime membership. So that means you're not paying anything extra for that membership. So, hey Siri, what do you think of Whole Foods?
I think, therefore I am.
Oh,
But
well.
let's not put to cart before to horse.
I feel like Siri is my like sidekick on this show. I think that Siri is going to be she's just going to be here forever because I can just ask her questions. Oh, all these people asking about the discount, please share the code. The code, very easy. It's Rich on Tech. Rich on Tech is the code. So if you, but here's the thing, I would not just search Amazon because if you get the wrong thing, it's not going to work. So go into KTLA. Just go to richontech.tv. And then click on the dash cam story and scroll down to the bottom and you'll see it. So if you go here, I'll show you guys what to do. So if you go to richontech.tv, here, I'll show you how to do it. All right, so there's richontech.tv. Here's the dash cam. And by the way, I put all my stuff right on here. So if you ever, are looking for something I mention on TV, this is where you go. That's why I always say richontech.tv, because I put everything on here. If it's a small mention of something, like a lot of people were asking, I mentioned that book I was reading the other day called Crush It. A lot of you asked, you emailed me, hey, what was the name of that book? Well, guess what? See what it says? Looking for a link to something I mentioned? Check here. And guess what? There it is. There's the link. Here's the book I bought. So sometimes you have to kind of just look a little bit, but you will find it. And there's the book, Crushing It, which, by the way, is fantastic. So, okay. So you have that. And then you go back to the homepage, and here's the dash cam story. So I click there, and bada bing, bada boom, here we go. Scroll down, and the code is right here at the bottom of the page. So there's the code. So there's the code. So you can actually click here, you've got the Amazon click, and then use the code, add it to your shopping cart, and then you can add it, add the code at checkout, Rich on Tech, which will take a lot of money off. It's normally $130, and it will come down to $96 or $97. So there you go, richontech.tv. And the other thing I meant to mention about the dash cam that I like is that it does have a battery inside. So even when your car is off, it's still active. It's not recording, but if your car gets bumped, there is a G sensor in there. So it will sense that and it will trigger a recording. So again, if someone hits your car and then speeds off, you'll be able to get their license plate or something like that. Or if they try to get in your car, they'd have to walk past your car for you to see them. But anyway, that's the deal with that. So, all right. Phone lines open, 310-594-3003. You have a tech question, go ahead and call in. You can definitely call in and get right through right now. Let's see, what else do we want to talk about here? Vava, we've got Disney, we've got 5G. Oh, Apple Watch. I thought this was pretty good. Oh, you know what? Let me do some, while you guys are calling in, I'll do some of the comments here. Andrea said, I just got an Echo a few days ago. Now what? LOL. I think you'll be okay with the Echo. Let this one kind of simmer for a little bit before you go ahead and order that. Philip says, the dash cam is perfect for Uber drivers. It is perfect, except for Uber drivers. I guess, see, if I was an Uber driver, I'd want the front and the back recorded at the same time. So I think in a future version of the Vava cam, they're going to do front and back, and I would assume 360 video at one point, because that would be the ideal. You just capture the entire thing at the same time. So there you go. All right. We got the code. We got that. We got that. Okay, good. Please share this podcast so more people can be enlightened. Yeah, please. I mean, here's the thing. I do this for fun. I do this to answer your questions. And that's the reality of it, is that if you find out about it and you know about it, it's awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. But I don't like sit there and advertise. I barely mention this on KTLA ever. But I do it, and I do like doing it because it is fun. So there you have it. And the phone number's on the screen. Yeah, the phone number is go ahead and call in, 310-594-3003. That is my personal number. You will get through. So there you go. All right, this I thought was really cool. Apple Watch can detect early signs of diabetes with 85% accuracy. So part of an ongoing study involving Apple Watch and Android users, researchers at app developer Cardiogram and the University of UCSF, they basically trained a network called DeepHeart to figure out people with and without diabetes at an 85% accuracy just by looking at their stats from Apple Watch. They looked at 14,000 users, and they looked at 33,000 weeks of health sensor data, and basically they trained this artificial intelligence to kind of figure out, do these people have diabetes? And I thought that's pretty amazing, because this is kind of the holy grail of medicine, is that because we're wearing these smart devices that are always monitoring us, that we can kind of tell things in advance of feeling really sick. So let's see, they presented samples with and without diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, atrial fibrillation, and high cholesterol. So they fed all this information into a computer, and the computer said, okay, we see these patterns developing, and now just by sensing the person with their watch, we can figure out what's going on with them. I think that's amazing. Now, if you've heard the rumor from Apple, they are trying to develop a non-invasive glucose sensor for the Apple Watch, which would be unbelievable, because now I don't know anyone personally with diabetes, but I know a lot of people out there have it, and I know of the disease, and I understand that you're testing yourself all the time. I mean, I do know someone that has it, and he actually wears a sensor that is kind of embedded in his body the whole time. This would mean you don't have to do any sort of blood test, which is really amazing. So that's what Apple's working on. That's not here just yet. But again, they say the holy grail of modern medical science would be a system that allows diabetics to continuously monitor their sugar levels without performing blood draws. And that would be unbelievable. So, and I do think Apple will accomplish that. I really do. I think Apple is really trying to put a lot behind the Apple Watch. All right, someone was brave enough to call in. 714, you're on with Rich.
Hello?
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Okay, just a second here. I've got to turn on the speaker phone.
Oh yeah, it's a little
I am on the
complicated.
speaker phone.
It's a little complicated
Hang on a
because
second.
it's delayed as well. So it's kind of like the old-timey radio, you know, when you call and you'd hear the person in the background. So let me know when you're ready. 714. Okay.
Yeah, I've got my I'm using my iPhone and I've got it on speakerphone, but I can't hear you on the phone.
That's interesting. I wonder why.
I don't know.
So you have to wait to hear me through the Facebook Live, which is super delayed, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
interesting. All right, well, we'll try to power through it. What's your question?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Oh, there we go.
I see the HomePod next to you. It's a little bit bigger than I expected. I got a notice that it's on the UPS truck for tomorrow for delivery. How do you like it so far?
I love it. I mean, I think it's probably one of the best sounding speakers that I've listened to. So I think you're going to be very happy with the audio quality. Are you an Apple Music subscriber already, or are you planning on signing up?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
Yeah.
so I mean, if you're an Apple Music subscriber, I mean, you could just literally talk to it, say, you know, you can call out a playlist, you can call out a genre, a specific song, you can just say, play me some music, and it will play. And the audio quality is unbelievable. It gets super loud, it's small, but Apple has done so many great things with tuning this and making it work in any room. So it's got 360 degree sound. And from what I heard yesterday, when I had it compared against these other smart speakers, the only one that came close was the one from Google, which is $400, by the way. So it's not like it's cheaper than this. So now, if you put it together, you know, next to Sonos, which I really love, I was very impressed with the HomePod. It sounded better than Sonos, which to me has always been the gold standard. So, what feature are you looking forward
Yeah,
to?
I haven't owned a speaker, you know, a device where you can talk to it yet. I've got iPad, iPhones, and all that stuff, but I have yet to get one of these, and it looks pretty good. I ordered the white one. I like things white, not black. So
Well, now you said it looks bigger than you think. I mean, it might be because it's closer to the camera. If I hold it back, I mean, that's about how big it is. So it's not, it is heavy though. I will tell you, it's got some weight on it. I don't know what the weight is, but it is a heavy speaker. And it's got this great mesh design that it feels great. Not that you really want to push it in because it is a mesh. It could be damaged that way, I think. But
Yeah.
it's very minimalistic looking. It will fit into your, you know, your house. It kind of blends into the background, but it's also kind of a statement because it is so well designed. And you do have the touch controls on the top too. So if you want to start playing something, you can just tap, I believe, let's see. Yeah, you can just tap once. And you also have the
Can
volume
you all
up and down.
can you also plug in a radio or something to the speaker in the back, or is it strictly Bluetooth?
No, you can't plug anything into the back. In fact, I was actually surprised that the cable does not plug in, even like the power cable does not come out. It's just built in there, which is kind of odd for a speaker these days.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so you can't plug anything in the back. There is no external input whatsoever. The only way you can get an external audio source into it is by using AirPlay off your iPhone. Now, I'm not sure. I have to look and
Okay.
see if you can use Bluetooth. But I know for sure you can use AirPlay. But here's the thing.
Okay.
This is first day. You know, it comes out tomorrow. Apple probably just wanted to get it out there. I have a feeling that they probably would not mind other music services being on there in the future. So we'll see.
Yeah. Now, is there firmware that can be upgraded over the air, or is it
Yeah, so it
whatever
is.
you get?
Yeah, no, it's all software. So in fact, we had an earlier caller ask if you can pair them up with stereo, and that's one of the features that's coming later on. So you will be able to pair it up with stereo, and you'll be able to do that too. So I mean, yeah, this is definitely one of those things where it's kind of like an iPhone. You know, you get new features every once in a while, and you're just like pleasantly surprised, like, oh, it couldn't do this yesterday, but now it can do this, and that's exactly what they're going to do with HomePod as well. So I'm just trying to
Yeah,
find something out. Yeah.
when you held it back, I could see the size and, you know, the real size of it there.
to where it's more of a manageable size, right? And your camera makes it look like a monster.
Yeah, no. We just had it up close because it's got to be on the desk here. But no. It's not that. No, it does look like a monster up there. You're right. No, this is. If I hold it back here, it's definitely. It's not a monster. It's a good size speaker. It looks really nice. So here's the two features that are coming later this year: stereo pair. So if you put two HomePods in the same room, they automatically balance each other to become stereo. And then let's see, AirPlay 2, which is basically going to allow you to play the same music in various rooms. If you get a bunch of these in different rooms, you can have multi-room audio, which right now that's what Sonos kind of pioneered. You can accomplish that now with the Echo and also with the Google devices, but now you'll be able to do it with this later on in the year with a software update.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, I'm going to have to buy a lotto ticket to get more than one.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where this gets expensive.
Expensive.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I'm sort of giving myself this for my birthday in May. Of course, we're going to use it before then, but this is my birthday present to myself, so it's, you know, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it is. It is a premium purchase, but I think you'll be happy.
I like Apple products, so that's good. I watch YouTube all the time for the latest Apple stuff, and looking at the new iPads coming this year and everything, and you know, they look pretty good. They look pretty nice.
I deal with a lot of these companies: Apple, Amazon, Google, and I will say that Apple definitely has. They have it together. You know what I mean? Not that the other companies don't, but Apple is very, very on top of things. And they've had their stumbles in recent years, but they overall, when you get a product from them, you know that it's been vetted. You know that for the most part, they have done their homework on things. They've thought of a lot of stuff, and they have a theory behind why they do things the way they do it. So I think HomePod is no different. So we'll see. All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And have a happy birthday and enjoy the new HomePod. All right. There you go. What are the dimensions since you don't put your hand by it? You know, I don't. Let me see if I have the dimensions. I have them right here. Let's see here. Technical specs. So it is 6.8 inches high, 5.6 inches wide, and it weighs 5.5 pounds. And it comes in white and space gray. And again, you've got touch and hold for Siri, so you can just touch and hold here. What's the weather like in Cabo?
It's currently cloudy and 78 degrees in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Expect mostly cloudy skies starting in the afternoon. Temperatures are heading down from 80 degrees this afternoon to 73 tonight.
Wow, she's awfully specific with the weather. You get a lot of stuff there. Let's see what else here. Audio formats, Wi-Fi. So, yeah, setup is pretty easy as well. All right, if you want to call in, 310-594-3003. 310-594-3003. Mamaz Guerrero says, how much, Rich? $350 for the HomePod. So, 350 big ones for the HomePod. So... all right, let's see. Do I have anything else I want to talk to you guys about before I go here? Oh, wow, it's already 2:00. Well, we're already going over time. All right, one more thing. I'll just talk about Twitter real quick before we go. So, you know, Twitter posted its first profit this week, which is pretty impressive because everyone said that, you know, like Twitter is not one of those things that's like, you don't think of Twitter as like a big business. It has changed the way we communicate, but it's not like, oh my gosh, it's not Facebook. It's not like this giant, you know, kind of moving force like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. It's just kind of there, you know, it's like a utility almost. But anyway, the good news is the 280 character tweets, you know, they expanded it. They doubled how many characters you can use has actually worked. So Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says, people have the room and we're seeing less abandonment of tweets, but we're seeing a lot more engagement as well, more retweets and more mentions. And so that's a good thing. So I guess they're saying that because you can talk longer in these tweets, people are actually taking the time to craft tweets. And I'm guilty of that myself. I would start a tweet and I can't fit it, or I can't, you know, I got to sit there and like get rid of some words to make it all fit. And I'm just like, you know what? Never mind. And I'll just close out the app. So the 280 characters has definitely given me some breathing room on there, and I feel like a lot of other people. So that was a good thing. Hasn't changed the fabric of Twitter. I don't feel like it's very different than it was, but I think that that's probably a good thing that they changed that. So, all right, that's going to do it for today's show. Thanks so much for joining me. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for asking about the HomePod and all the stuff that we talked about. If you want to subscribe to this show, go ahead and just search Rich on Tech in your podcast app, or of course you can just watch here on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/richontech. Instagram, I'm Rich on Tech, and Twitter, the lone holdout right now, Rich DeMuro. You have to find me on there. So again, all the different platforms, I kind of share different stuff, and I'm going to start something soon on YouTube as well. So you've got me Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, different things on each one of them. So Instagram stories, more behind the scenes. Instagram, of course, nice pictures. Facebook, I do a lot of this stuff and post the important stuff. And then Twitter is just nonstop, like news, 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 news. All the things that I think are really interesting. So thanks so much for joining. Appreciate everyone that called into the show today. Tell your friends. Do not keep Rich on Tech a secret. I always appreciate when you like and retweet and also share my stuff on Facebook. Thank you so much for being a valued member of the Rich on Tech family. I'm going to call you guys Rich on Techies. I'll talk to you next time.